Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grow With Us. My name is Evan Barton, and I'm your host who helps create conversations with the innovators and leaders of a growing tech center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Grow With Us podcast highlights the work of community leaders, tech entrepreneurs, nonprofit professionals, and talent development advocates in Tulsa. Grow With Us is a podcast of In Tulsa. In Tulsa's mission is to connect talented individuals and companies to stimulate economic growth in Tulsa and to create more prosperous communities across the region. Each episode, Grow With Us discusses the growth of opportunities, the growth of communities striving for change, or the tech and innovation that is changing the landscape of Tulsa. On this episode of Grow With Us, I'm chatting with Morgan Ipanema, an attorney at Framework Law Group. We discuss the path to and beyond law school in Oklahoma, connecting creative entrepreneurs to legal services, and coming home to find opportunities in Tulsa. Welcome to another episode of Grow With Us. I'm so excited to welcome the lovely Morgan Ipanema today to the podcast. This is going to be a great episode. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I think that I want to just start this episode with grounding us in how we know each other and how we've already, I think, clicked as human beings. I have a lovely friend, Josiah Robinson. Shout out to Josiah that connected us at Chimera.
Yeah.
We were talking about activism. Mm-hmm. We were talking about legality of things. And he was like, I'm going to bring my friend Morgan. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we had another coffee date. And I was like, literally halfway through that coffee date, I was like, wait, that was the person. but we had coffee a couple of weeks ago at Foolish Things, which was so nice. And I got to learn a little bit more about you. And it really inspired me to ask you to be a guest on this podcast. So I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Whenever you texted me after, I was just thrilled. And yeah, it was great getting coffee with you and kind of hearing more about your story and like how you're connected to Tulsa.
Yes, the Tulsa through line for all of us. It's it's a pinnacle of this podcast.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. Yeah. So let's kind of hear a little bit more about your story. I'd love to for you to introduce yourself to our audience and tell us your story in whatever way you're comfortable.
My name is Morgan Ipanema. I am from Tulsa. So born and raised, moved around a little bit, but ultimately came back. So grew up here, went to Broken Arrow. After that, decided to go to college at the University of Arkansas. Really wanted to get out and do something different.
Fair.
And I loved it. That was an awesome experience. Fayetteville is so beautiful. And it was just a great, great place for me to be in college. After that, I went to OU for law school. Now I'm an attorney. I work for Framework. We do business legal for creatives and entrepreneurs. I'm sure we'll dig into like lots of those details, but that is a broad overview of who I am.
I love it. You have a Tulsa story for sure. Growing up here is, you know, it's so funny how, you know, 18 years of our lives or whatever we can boil down to, I grew up here.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Does the energy in the community feel like that in a way?
Yes.
Okay.
It feels a little more, Broken Arrow is definitely more like conservative suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like Tulsa is like more progressive. You're like downtown, there's like arts and different things that the suburbs just don't provide.
Yeah, you have that urban sprawl a little bit too.
Yes.
I think there's lots of different types of people in different areas. It's the Tulsa metropolitan area. It's included in that.
Yes.
And honestly, like so many cool things in the past couple of years. BA is growing just as much as Tulsa.
Their main street is actually getting really cute.
So
I'm not going to lie.
Yes. We love BA. I will include it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more on the inclusive side than excluding.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Just something about me.
Yeah, you really scream BA to me.
now don't go doing all that. But I think it's really cool that, you know, I grew up here in Tulsa and you grew up in BA. Like, I think we're kind of getting at like urban, suburban. And I don't know, Tulsa is like an area that I don't know if I feel like urban is a little bit too identifiable as something else that doesn't feel like Tulsa. So it's but it's not like Tulsa is its own, is more like a suburb. It's just like an interesting medium sized city. But I do feel like there are some stark differences between, you know, the environments and the communities that we grew up in. But
for sure,
that still led us here to doing the work that we're doing now. And in this community, which is awesome. So I'd love to kind of hear, you know, what is your relationship like with Tulsa? You know, how did it start? What was your experience like growing up?
So my relationship with Tulsa, I love Tulsa. I like I said, I traveled around a little bit, lived in Northwest Arkansas, lived in Norman for law school, and then came back for a little bit and then actually moved to Chicago with my husband shortly after we got married. And that was such a fun experience. But ultimately, after about 6 months there, we realized, like, this is not for us. We want to be in a community where we can really make a difference. And it kind of felt like in Chicago, everything had already been done before. Like, it's awesome, but nothing new really needed to be created. And we felt like we had something to offer and we wanted to do that in our community. So came back to Tulsa, bought a house, and like you said, we're starting a family now. So yeah, I love Tulsa. I am here for it. And now with Framework, I'm super, so that is a law firm based in LA, and I'm kind of, I'm really excited to bring those sorts of like legal resources that are like more progressive, more, more like human friendly, not as inaccessible to the Tulsa community. I think we're really lacking in that like younger, more progressive attorney, like, or legal cut. I don't know what to say there.
I think you're, all the words you're using are accurate.
Okay. I'm excited to bring the younger, more progressive legal structure to our Tulsa community, especially our like entrepreneurial community.
It's really cool to hear kind of how everyone gets back here. If they've had a time here, how everyone gets back here. And if they haven't had a time here, how they get here in the first place. So your journey here, I mean, you obviously brought someone with you too. Was your husband familiar at all with Tulsa?
Yes, he is. So he was born in Brazil and his family moved to the U.S. whenever he was young. But they grew up in Broken Arrow. So we went to elementary school together.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Long time.
And then reconnected in law school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yes.
And now, like, I mean, look at you guys now. You're like you said, you're starting a family and also kind of starting to pave your own way when it comes to what Tulsa has to offer in terms of legal services. I think that I truly do think that you're right on in saying it's not necessarily something we've seen before in the legal landscape here. And I mean, also, I think the emphasis on, or just the note of a younger perspective, or just that like accessible perspective to the legal services industry and kind of what law is. It's honestly such a huge industry. It's such a huge, big, wide world that, you know, has jargon and it has a huge barrier for entry in terms of like being a practicing attorney. But then also it's a service that at some point in your life, you will probably need it, whether it's taxes, whether it's, you know, custody battles, whether it's, you know, obviously, God forbid, like crime happens. I mean, there are so many entry points into legal services and law that I think, you know, supporting that like business sector is also just as important, because it's kind of more focused on the good reasons you might need legal services.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the exciting time in people's life whenever they're like launching their business or like getting their dream off the ground. So yeah, that energy is definitely my area that I'm drawn to. Like you said, the legal field is like so varied, which is really overwhelming, but it was nice to be able to try lots of different things throughout law school and after to see what I did connect with.
I love that. And I think that that's something that's like really enticing about it, hopefully, is that you kind of get to dip your toes into, especially if you have that interest and that work ethic, because lawyers work really, really hard. It's not an easy thing to just jump into.
No. I will say, I think that's like one of our huge downfalls and something that I would like to see change in the legal world. For sure. This like overworked, like only valuing productivity.
Yeah.
And
8 minutes
money,
of time.
6 minutes of time build. It's just, I think that structure is kind of like dying out, and I'm excited to be on a different wavelength of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited that you talked about, you know, your experience in law school, and I'm absolutely excited to jump more into that. Now we're going to kind of talk a little bit more about your experience in graduate school and law school. Law school counts as graduate school, right?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
you get a terminal degree.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you're a graduate of the University of Oklahoma's College of Law and a practicing lawyer now. Tell me about your experience and journey through law school and how it's served you now.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed law school. I like learning. And so I feel like I was exposed to like this whole new world. And like we were saying, like, it's so varied. So I got to like learn about a ton of different things. I had some really awesome professors, and I honestly loved my experience at the law school. I also kind of alluded to earlier, like the varied types of internships and externships that you're exposed to are really helpful, like down the line. And for figuring out like what you don't want to do.
Yes. I love a process of elimination.
Yes, literally. I'm like, it only took 4 years, five years to eliminate all of those options. But so I interned for a judge here in Tulsa who is a friend's dad. So that was a really cool experience to kind of get to see behind the scenes of like a federal judge.
I was gonna say federal or district.
I mean,
the circuit courts are so, that system is crazy.
It is really crazy. It was super interesting though, and a really good experience. I would recommend that, like, I mean, it was only like 6 weeks or 8 weeks, so like, it's a, like, if you have the opportunity to clerk and kind of see the judicial system, it's really eye-opening. But I also know that that's not the most accessible. Like, mine came through connections. But like reaching out to your career services is like probably the best thing to do. And then just like make those connections. But so I clerked or interned with the judge. And after that, I went to Austin for an internship with a law firm that does commercial real estate and business law. And so that was like kind of a 180 in like types of practice, but was a super awesome experience. And I actually ended up working for that firm after law school. So it was a great connection to make, and actually kind of worked for them throughout law school. I would always kind of have like a small job, like a side gig.
A side gig.
Yes.
You got to hustle in, in between those law school years.
For sure. So that was an awesome experience. And then I also interned with the ACLU of Oklahoma throughout law school, which was super great. I actually serve on their board of directors now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So kind of full circle with them. I thought about doing a fellowship with them post graduation, but that process was really interesting. It took a really long time. And so I decided to take another role, but that was a super great experience as well. And then also I've worked for various types of law firms, doing like employment or civil rights. So all great experiences. And turns out like the traditional law firm life isn't really for me. It's just not how I like to operate. But it was a really good experience, and I know people who love their law firm jobs. So there's lots of lots of jobs out there and very different fields.
Yeah, there's a little bit out there for everyone. I think what I really like and will highlight from your experience and the way you just talked about it is that you really had the opportunity to kind of, like you said, hop into this thing and see how the legal structure kind of impacts, you know, commercial real estate, or how the legal structure operates within a circuit court or a federal court at that matter. And then now kind of, I think the work that you're doing now in providing services for entrepreneurs and kind of like, you know, entity forming and things like that, it's really been a wide variety of things. And honestly, just from my observation, none of it has had to do with like criminal.
No. actually, while at the ACLU, some of it was criminal related, which was also like such a great experience.
Yeah, something new.
So glad. Too. Yeah, exactly. And our like criminal legal system is overwhelming to say the least.
Is its own podcast that everyone has
done. We'll do that for later, the next one.
But it's really cool that, you know, just from an outsider's perspective and someone that genuinely has been interested in, you know, potentially doing law school, you know, knowing that you don't have to specialize, you know, you don't have to go into law school thinking you want to be a criminal defense attorney or whatever. I've been watching a bunch of Phoenix Wright, which is it's Capcom. Like a
public defender.
He's a defense attorney.
Okay.
And he does objection all the time. It's really silly. The game is so fun. But
that's
honestly, I think it simulates, you know, a lot of really just the criminal court system, which I think is what everyone kind of thinks about when they think of law and the legal field.
Yeah.
But I think you're doing a really great job personally. And then also kind of in talking about this too, like painting a picture of how it is really wide and varied for folks that might not necessarily know that. And, you know, even me hearing you talk about it, I'm like, you can do that in two. And well, how long is law school? 3 years.
3 years.
You can have all these different experiences in 3 years that allow you to kind of land in something you really like to do.
Exactly. And like you come away with such a broad knowledge of lots of different types of our legal structures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can apply that knowledge to so many different things.
Yeah.
And I love, love, love what you're doing currently at Framework. So I'd love for you to kind of talk to us a little bit about what you all do at Framework Law Group and kind of how that experience came about and what you all do.
Yeah. So I'll first start with a part that I think you'll appreciate. I found Framework on one of my favorite podcasts.
Yes.
And Grant, the founder, was talking about his experience as an attorney and how he was like, I just was really inspired by his story with how he kind of paved his own way in the legal profession, which is so rigid and stuck up and he didn't say that. Those are not his words. That was like a legal disclaimer I need to make. but just how he was able to create something of his own that like helps people that he's inspired by. So I reached out and he took a call with me. And on that call, he was like, hey, are you like looking for work? And kind of aligned on that, and I've been working with him for about 6 months now.
Time flies. Yeah. It's January. Well, no, it's February 2024.
Okay. 6 months. Yeah, started in August, so I guess 5 months. And yeah, we have just, he started mentoring me in lots of different things, showing me kind of the ropes, and that has been such a valuable experience. I feel like he is one of those rare guys who, like, actually will, like, tell you how to do it. I feel like there's a lot of gatekeeping and everywhere. But, like, in the legal community, you definitely see it. So having him there to kind of, like, show me and explain how everything works has been so helpful. So I feel like I'm learning a ton and also doing something that I really like, which is, like, helping entrepreneurs and, like, bringing my skills where they're needed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll just highlight some of the services that are on your website. You've got things like business registrations, intellectual property, contracts, general counsel. I think one of the coolest things that you and I talked about when we met was the membership option that you all have. Tell us a little bit about that. And is that, what is that? What is that like in the legal services?
So our membership is something new that we just launched at the beginning of the year. It is $150 a month for 3 months minimum. And it is basically like a retainer, like general services. And it kind of came about because he was brainstorming ways to make the legal more accessible, because he would go on a podcast and have tons of people reach out, but not be able to afford his rates, understandably. And so this was kind of a way to make that more accessible. So that membership includes like contract review, contract prepping, going over all of your business formation stuff, making sure that's set. If anything needs to be done, like letting you know what that is. And then also just like simple business filings. So kind of your like hand-holding legal. And so that has been kind of a new way to change the dynamic with a client. Like, I don't feel like I have to bill for like everything. I feel like I can like have a more organic relationship and they can get the needs, like their legal needs met in a much simpler way that like, it's just overall a better way to work with people, I've found. So that is our new membership. We also offer lots of different other things. Like you said, like contract, well, that's actually included in the membership.
Trademark applications.
Yeah, trademark applications.
LLCs,
your entity formations. So we also do that.
Y'all are a catch-all. I love it. I think one of the coolest things about this for me is like you said, that accessibility piece is so huge. And I think there's two ways to talk about it. There's the accessibility of like the price, of course, is kind of adjusted to include that, but also like it's just really clear and cut dry about what you guys do and what you maybe don't do. But like, it's very clear what you do as a legal entity and as a law group, because I think that, you know, you could go to any legal firm and there's actually quite a few here in downtown. And like until you get in the door or until you are like really, really diving deep into the website, like you don't know if that person that you know that is a lawyer can help you do the thing that you need to do.
Totally.
Like, even personally, like I wonder if he listens to this. My uncle's a lawyer, and I have known that he is a lawyer for pretty much my entire life. I have never known it. He does like legally, actually. I know that he was a part of a firm, but I don't know what that firm does. And maybe there's a lot of reasons for that. Maybe never asked. probably that one. But, you know, it's just interesting how, like, that. I think it kind of gets to that point about, like, you know, I think there's a lot of information about it that is inaccessible and gatekept, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you were kind of hinting a little bit at, like, there have been experiences in this profession where someone doesn't want to teach you something because they almost expect you to know it already.
Yeah.
Or, like, how are you supposed to know it if no one taught you?
Exactly.
And I don't understand that.
Yeah, no, me neither.
It's the nicest and plainest way I could put it.
Totally. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think that it's really something I'm so excited that we get to kind of share, you know, what you guys are doing and putting a name to a face to the people that you might potentially work with on something like this. It's really going to be huge for our creative community here that we have. We have a growing artist scene here in Tulsa. There's obviously like startups coming here, being recruited here, coming from here that, you know, to have access to something like an accessible legal service like you guys, I think is going to be really, really huge for this community. So there's an element of community impact that your services provide that I hope people recognize and hopefully you guys can kind of lean into in a way, which is awesome.
I'm super excited to bring these resources to Tulsa and really be able to kind of help shape our new Tulsa.
Absolutely. And this is a something you mentioned earlier, kind of about like being on the ACLU board and stuff. I'd love to kind of hear just from your perspective, especially like as a lawyer, I think that you probably have to be pretty, I would say selective. I mean, everyone has to do this, but like you're a little bit more selective maybe about like where you spend your time and what services you offer, because some of those things you, if you're involved in a community that, you know, might not have the resources to, for your rates or whatever, as like, but something you can do in kind if that's something you're willing to do personally with the knowledge that you have. I'm getting to the question of like, what are some communities that you are passionate about and involved in as a working professional, and kind of, you don't necessarily have to mention anything you do for them legally, but I'm curious if that also comes into play.
Yeah. So specifically my goal kind of this year is to get integrated into the Tulsa entrepreneurial community. I'm very inspired by like the Tulsans that are already here and like those who are being, recruited here. And like the new things that they're creating for both here and the world.
Yeah.
So I really like being around that like creative energy. So really want to get kind of integrated into that community. And then, yeah, like you said, I serve on the board for the ACLU. So also getting more involved with like the, oh, I don't know how to word this.
The civil liberties of...
Yeah, without being political.
let's get political.
Okay.
I mean, of course, with comfort.
No, that's totally fine. But I think getting involved with those communities where I can make an impact and, like you said, like bringing a family into the world, like I'm starting to think about like what I want Tulsa to look like.
Yeah.
For her. And so, yeah, definitely interested in like getting to also know like more moms, like, and just like women in general, but like getting plugged in with kind of like the young professionals, but also those that are moms, because I think we need to like stick together and learn from each other.
Absolutely. I have a coworker. I'll shout her out. I hope she listens to this, Shayna. She's a young mom as well. And she loves talking about her mom group. She she's got an awesome mom group. She's I'd be checking out this mom group and this mom group. And honestly,
I need all the mom group.
The mom group information. Yes. It's truly a resource for people. Yes. And I love that moms do that. Women.
Me too.
Love women.
Yes.
It's just
definitely like a more feminine trait. Mm-hmm. To come together in that sort of community and share.
You don't see dad groups out there.
No. No.
Which, I mean, maybe there's a dad out there that wants to start one. This is your little nudge.
Dad groups.
Mom groups don't need to compete with dad groups. They just need to exist together in harmony and childbearing, rearing.
Both.
Both, actually, yeah. But yeah, I love that you have this like desire to be a part of a community and to explore the many different elements of it. It's really what I think, honestly, is what makes that doesn't make you a Tulsan. Being here makes you a Tulsan, but I think that's what makes you a Tulsan.
Yeah.
You know, I've met so many other folks here that have that desire, that want for community. And I think what's, you know, for me, and I'll talk about myself personally here, like,
please,
the desire for community also comes sometimes with the acknowledgement that it wasn't there.
Yeah.
In the way that you might want it. So mm-hmm. you might have to create it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie,
exciting.
Creating communities can be overwhelming and exhausting, but also exciting, you know?
And rewarding.
Exactly. So
that's so true.
I think we're in good company together, and also with folks that I know we share connections to, like Josiah, who's mm-hmm. obviously doing amazing work in the community. And so it's really, really cool. And I'm so glad that I know you're in this community and I'm going to get you connected to those mom groups.
And moms.
Moms.
Hang out with me.
Moms, call me. But also, like, just to know that you are here with the intention of providing, like, a legitimate and valuable service to this community as a service. So It's super exciting.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we've reached the end of our episode, Morgan. Thank you so much for being on this episode of Grow With Us. Is there anything else you'd like to plug or talk about or get out there for people to know about?
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. It was so great chatting with you today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on this episode of Grow With Us, and thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Grow With Us. Grow With Us is supported by InTulsa Initiatives. If you're interested in learning more about InTulsa services for job placement and workforce development, please visit talent.intulsa.com. From there, you can join our talent network where you'll get access to our newsletter, and our talent team will make sure we put the right opportunities on your radar. We put the choice to pursue a new career and opportunities in your hands. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to be notified when more episodes of Grow With Us are released. Let us know what you think about how we're doing by rating and reviewing. It really helps. Grow With Us is edited and engineered by Rant 9 Productions and Jesse Ulrich. This has been Grow With Us.